Now, Lisa is traveling in Germany, but while she's here, she likes to make these short little trips and spread some seasonal cheer. From early November through December, Lisa is taking listeners on an exciting journey through the best holiday stops around the area. And today we are headed to Janesville, Wisconsin. And on the line with us is Christine Rebout, Executive Director of the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for joining us, Christine.
Thanks for having me, Wendy. I'm excited to share some great things.
Please do. You know, I don't really travel that much, and I really should look for these little short jaunts across the Midwest. And tell me what makes Janesville a one-of-a-kind destination during this holiday season.
Well, one of the things we like to really say is that it's easy. You can get here easily. I-90, Highways 14 and 51, it's an easy trip to get here. And when you do, you're going to find just that right blend. Everybody likes to shop, eat, and have fun. We can do that blend of things and really give you that great experience. You can come through our downtown. You're going to find, you know, a couple dozen great restaurants, a couple dozen great shops that vary from clothing to culinary. And you're going to find that great customer service. So you're not, it's not an Amazon where you're clicking. It's a conversation with that person who knows how to find the right fit, the right size, the right shape, and really make it special for you.
All right. This sounds like a great little journey for my girlfriends and I like to get away. And is there any way we could get some spotted cows, some cheese curds, and perhaps a cool looking poncho?
We can do all those things in a 3-block radius. You can buy the poncho first and wear it for your cheese curds and spotted cow. You can stop and you can get a glass of wine at the Genesa Wine Bar. You can go over to Lark Market and get your cheese curds. You can get burger at Draft House. And then you're going to go shop at places like Frayed Edges and Chloe and Claire and French Lily. And you're going to find something great to wear. You might want to size up after all that eating, but you're going to have a great time.
There is nothing more special to me than going to these little boutiques because they have the coolest clothing there.
And you're not going to look like anybody else. You're not going to show up at that meeting, that holiday party, and you've both got whatever was on sale on Amazon. You're going to be unique to you, and you're going to feel really special about it.
Now, Janesville's downtown area also has free trolley rides on Fridays and Saturdays. This is exciting.
It is. If you don't like to park your car and traipse around trying to find that parking space and repark again, worry about, you know, having that glass of wine early on. We've got you covered. Fridays and Saturday nights, we're going to run that trolley from 1 to 8 p.m. We're going to stop out at the Rotary Botanical Gardens Holiday Light Show, which is a whole other show we can do. We're going to do the Holiday Tree Show at the Historical Society and then make 3 downtown shops. So no cost, free trolley ride. You don't have to park. You don't have to navigate traffic. One park and you're done.
All right. So what the Victorian Holiday Open House, I'm imagining there are a lot of beautiful Victorian homes in the Janesville area.
There are, and we've got one in particular that you can come and visit. If you visit our calendar, you're going to get addresses and all of that. But in these couple of Victorian homes that are set up, you're going to find those rooms that what I call inspiration rooms. So when I go to decorate and I take out the box, I don't know what the heck to do with all the stuff. These homes really provide that education for you on how to make it look amazing. So you're going to do a lot of oohing and aahing, but then you're going to go home and rearrange all of your decor once you see it.
And ornaments, I'm sure I can find really cute, one-of-a-kind ornaments for my Christmas tree there.
You really can. We've got a couple of spots that are great. Adorn is all fair trade sourced, and they're going to have a great amount of ornaments for you to choose from. And then Raven's Wish Gallery is all regional artists. So they're one of a kind. You're going to find glass, you're going to find wood, you're going to find fabric, all kinds of ornaments and way to make that tree look beautiful.
I don't want to make you talk about your favorites, but could you give us some tips of what you would do on a perfect night in Janesville, Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Well, I'd probably start in the afternoon so I could go get a coffee or tea over at the Bodacious shop. So I'd fuel up with my caffeine there. Then I would take a walk on Main in Milwaukee, and I'd be sure to hit Sugar Exchange. So that's your candy shop. You're going to need that for your gift giving. I'd shop for me at Chloe and Claire and probably Frayed Edges. I would go get some great decor at the Adorn, and I would wrap it up probably with a great meal at either Genesa, Lark, or the Sandwich Bar because I would be hungry.
All right. Well, this sounds like a great trip. It's not that far, as you mentioned. Do you know how long it would take from Chicago to get to Janesville?
You are less than 2 hours from Chicago, and it's a super easy straight shot on I-90. There's also Van Gelder bus service that goes every 2 hours from Chicago. There's two stops in Chicago up to Janesville, so that's easy peasy, too.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you missed Lisa Dent. She is in Germany right now, but I promised her I would spread some seasonal cheer and talk to you today. Janesville, Wisconsin. What is the best website to tell people about? And can you find like accommodations? Is all the information at a specific website?
Absolutely. If you go to JanesvilleCVB.com, so Janesville Convention Visitor Bureau, JanesvilleCVB.com, you'll find everything you need. Or just give us a call. We'll talk you through it at 608-757-3171.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and holiday season, whatever it is you celebrate, and a Happy New Year as well. Christine Rebout, Executive Director of Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we're spreading some seasonal cheer. I really did promise Lisa Dent I would do that.